You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 31st, 2022, and is titled, Be Fruity. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
What about the rain, y'all? Yeah, it's like there never was a drought. When you look out the window, who can even tell there was a drought? You know, there's a message in that. The Bible says when your sins are forgiven, it's as though it never happened. So when that newness comes, we can't even remember there was a drought. There's no evidence in my house of a drought. So if there's no evidence of my sin, there must be a lot of room left for God's glory. What do you think about that? So tonight we're going to talk about that a little more. We're going to talk about the temple. We're going to talk about bearing fruit. Some things we've been talking about in our Bible study during the week here. And some things that have been pretty eye-opening for me. So I know there's a few people have caught on. You know, usually I'm not the only guy that gets a little something out of it. I'm sure there's weeks that I'm the only guy here that needed it. But anyhow, that's a whole nother story. But anybody got anything on your mind before we get started? Anything going on? Murph, you got anything on your mind? Lord doing anything? Terrorizing you about anything? I never got time to terrorize you at the cow sale today. Yeah. Anybody, the Lord been dealing with you anything, telling you something? Alan, got anything going on? Amen. For those of you that can't hear, that's a good word about being thankful. And there's plenty of bad stuff in all of our lives. I mean, it's called life. And life can deal a crummy hand from time to time, and hopefully not all the time. But in the midst of all that, God is still God, isn't he? And he's always providing, making a way, showing up here and there in different ways. Just like with the rain, very thankful. One of the bad mistakes I think we've made in the last 10 years around here is we've tried to jump through all the hoops to see if we could get God to make it rain. And not so much anymore, but used to, if it got a little bit dry, every church in town have a sign out there, pray for rain, pray for rain. Now looks like we've kind of give up on that too. There's not that much signage now about pray for rain. Do you know what I always looked for? Never did see it. Big sign said, thank God for the rain. Thank you. So that's a good word, Alan, to be thankful. Who do you think bears the most fruit? As you're walking around, and I'm talking about bearing fruit. I'm talking about doing the will of God and creating an atmosphere. You see, that's our job. We usher in the presence of God. Whether we got music tonight or not has nothing to do with the presence of God. Not to make music any less than what it is, but we used to have a piano player that told me that he was here to grease the tracks. I got news for you. God's tracks are plenty greasy. You don't whistle him in here with a keyboard. You walk in the presence of God. He dwells in us. And so who brings more glory to God? Somebody who's thankful? Or somebody's got their sucker in the dirt all the time. Doesn't the Bible say something like, people don't pick grapes from thorn bushes? Yeah. It just reminds me, a long time ago, when I saw two things happening the same day. Three things. I'm not going to tell where, but I was in it, and I'm not going to tell which kind. But I was in a church one Sunday. It's been a long time ago. And they invited me to come preach. It's one of them places where it was a one and done. I never did have to worry about going back. And somebody came over just because it was me. And it's something about this side of the room was just, ugh. There was a little guy back here in the back, and he had a knot on his tie that was just about the same size as his head. And he just, the longer I preached, he just got madder the whole time. You could just tell. But there's somebody come in and sit down, and maybe that's the only time this has ever happened in society. But this person had sat down in the wrong chair. I know nobody here knows anything about that. But that grumpy son of a gun made him get out of their chair. And that scripture came to my mind. I never forgot it. Nobody picks grapes from thorn bush. So when that person, if that person ever encountered that chairmonger, you wouldn't ask him to pray for you. You wouldn't ask him to do nothing. If you seen him coming down the aisle of the grocery store, you'd go down the beer aisle, whether you wanted beer or not, just to get away from them. Nobody picks grapes from thorn bushes. Third thing that happened that day, and this is for real, we gave a little altar offering there. You could come for prayer and whatever. And it was this half of the church came this way, and that half went that way. And it was just like 50-50. You could about get a head count on them. I mean, half of them went, another half come to the front. But anyhow, that is that picking grapes from thorn bushes. But thankfulness has all to do with it. Your attitude of gratitude and being thankful to the Lord. So let's just go to the Lord here for a minute, and let's just thank him. And right there where you're at, you got something you're thankful for tonight? Tell him. Just tell him thank you. He's a good God. Got us in his eyes, got us on his mind all the time. You can feel his presence right now, just the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, who has filled the universe, who opened the gate to give us access into his presence, who wiped the slate clean as though it never happened, that I can approach the throne room of grace with confidence. Not always come with requests and petitions. Sometimes I can just come and say thank you. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for my family. Thank you for a free nation where we can come talk about you, Jesus, without fear or worry. Thank you for the calling you've given all of us, Lord, to live to your glory as your people. Thank you, Lord, for the lost in our lives, that somehow they would catch the aroma of you, Jesus, in our daily walk. That they'd become attracted, Lord, because of your glory in the true temple, the body of Christ. So tonight, Jesus, we tell you thank you. That you forgive us. You set us apart. You made us usable. And you partner with us in our everyday lives. We thank you for that tonight. Lift up your name, Jesus, as we pray for every family represented in this room. Every family on the other side through that camera, all you families out there, Lord, we just ask you to touch each one of them in a special way. Make your presence known. We thank you for the family. Give you glory now, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Hey, how many of y'all, this, I don't want to be weird, but how many of y'all would like to just give the Lord a praise offering for a minute? Just tell him thank you for just a minute. I mean, really. Yeah. Hey, also this weekend, Leonard's going to get to go, and I know some others are going. I don't know, I'm announcing this, but I don't know that I'm going to get to go We got Kelsey and everyone coming in, and this is our last weekend at home until Christmas. So, so I may just stay at the house. But at Victory Life Church in Portales, Friday night at 6 o'clock, they've got Rebecca Dow is going to be there, but Alex Newman, and I listened to some of his stuff here today, and I looked him up last week, a lot of good information. He's published a lot of stuff, but he's all about liberty. He's about the Christian faith. And anyhow, he's going to be speaking. And then Saturday, they've got Matthew Cummins coming from Washington State. So that's at Victory Life in Portales, Friday and Saturday. And I've got the flyer up here if anybody wants to see it. Everybody's invited and encouraged. So let's, y'all mind if I sit tonight? It's kind of a nice little crowd here. Kind of a nice little thing here. So how many of y'all kind of been following along the last couple of weeks through the Ezekiel teaching on Tuesday morning? Some of my little Coffee with the Colonel has kind of hit on this a little bit. Anybody been kind of listening as we've talked about the temple? The temple, that's a big deal. You see, the Bible we're going to talk tonight about bearing fruit in repentance. So maybe church people, maybe we might be called to a little bit of repentance. Have we totally neglected the truth of the Bible when we make idols of buildings built by human hands? We create temples where we go to find God. Go to feel God. Tuesday morning, you know, we've been teaching out of Ezekiel, and the vision of Ezekiel was a very detailed vision about the temple and the temple ordinances, about the priests and the worship leaders. Everything's in detail, great detail. And so this week, I kind of been skipping through a little bit, and then chapter 43 was about the altar. And so yesterday morning, I've been studying on it a little bit and thinking about it. I've tried to bring it right to where we're at, because the Bible says that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, you hear me quote this all the time, 1 Peter chapter 2, you like living stones are being built into a spiritual house, holy priesthood, royal nation, people belonging to God. So the living stones. Jesus told him, he said, you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up. And so Jesus rose so that his church would rise. And so here we are. So we talked a little bit the last 2 weeks about the purpose of the temple. One of the main purposes of the temple was to reveal the glory of God, to reveal his glory. And so if I'm the temple, then where's the glory? How many of us have been waiting on the glory to fall? Huh? What about looking for it while I'm brushing my teeth in the morning? Am I walking in the Ark of the Covenant? Do I have the Holy of Holies living in me, or am I still waiting to go? The Bible said I've now become the temple. If the purpose of the temple is to reveal the glory of God, then how am I doing? And so 2 weeks before that, I taught on the effects of doubt. So then I start looking for the glory and I begin to doubt. I look at me for the glory of God and go, whoopsie. What's that supposed to look like? So then Tuesday morning, I'm going to teach on the altar, the principle of the altar and the temple, and I get to the stop sign at the end of my road at 5:15 yesterday morning, and the Lord speaks. And he said, if you're the temple, where's your altar? It's pretty quiet around here. Where's your altar? What was the purpose of the altar? The altar is where they made the sacrifice. There was another room in Ezekiel's vision where they prepared the sacrifice, but the altar is where they brought it. The Bible says that God no longer, he doesn't desire sacrifice and burnt offering. He's not even pleased with it. But in that same text in 1 Peter 2, about the living stones, he said, making spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Romans 12 says that we now become living sacrifices. So if I'm to present myself as a living sacrifice, where's my altar? And y'all that have been with me for 20-something years now doing this, you remember back, I used to be the altar guy. But if I had to sing a country song backwards to get you all jacked up and get you down here, I could do it. I'd stand here and tap my foot till the whole church came forward. Used to brag about it. They all came forward. Good, you must not have fixed nothing last week because they're all to the front this week. And then I realized in the last 30 days that there's no such thing as a 40-minute altar call. You bow your knees to Jesus, you don't ever pick it up. He's not your Lord. He's not anything. That's the truth. So where's my altar? Mine was in the cab of a pickup in 1995 the first time. I know there was an altar when different times in our life dealing with different things. Wherever I bowed my knee, tried to keep one on the ground all the time. That other. When did I say, Lord, I am all yours? However that looks. Listen, if your place in life is a horse sale auctioneer, it's fairly confusing when you say, I'm all yours. And it was really hard 26 years ago to figure out that I was not to be employed by corporate religion to serve God, but I was to go to the sale barn and the horse sale and just be me and do what I do, but do it with my knees on the ground. Do it at the altar. Lay it down. Learn how to weep over Jerusalem. Do all these different things by bearing fruit. That's what brings glory to God. So the whole purpose of the gathering is not to see God's glory fall in this building, not to get you. Yeah, if you want to come up here and pray, this is a great place to come pray. I still do it a lot. But this bench is not my altar. There's a heavenly altar. There's a spiritual altar wherever I bow my knee. Even if I'm not down on the ground. Some of my most spiritual time during the week, I am scooping poop. That's the truth. I got both hands and a bucket. And there ain't nobody out there. There ain't no music playing. The horses don't even get in my way. I kind of like the idea of having more horses. I get to stay longer. We talk. And a lot of times while I got that thing in my hand, I say, Lord, I just don't feel like I've been all that usable the last day or two. So here I am at my altar one more time. Here I am. I want to be usable. I want you to be able to use me, Lord. I want to bear fruit. I want people to know there's a God that created heaven and earth simply by the fact that I live. Without preaching, without having a church service, without putting up a tent, without doing anything, just the fact that I live, God, the way that I live, I want somebody to know that you live. Simple as that. Where's your altar? You're the temple. I'm telling you, this little thing about the temple is huge. It's absolutely huge because we've monkeyed it around pretty bad. You know, we've talked about it around here. You got buildings that you can't. you can't do things in, you sure couldn't scoop poop in them. All kinds of rules and regulations about God's house. This was a Mexican dance hall. Before that, they did irrigation pumps. I'm sure nobody ever used a cow word while they were working on an irrigation pump in here. Before that, it was just a bird pit. That's why there's a hole over there. And one of these days, your wife's going to go to the bathroom and you ain't going to be able to find her because she fell to China. I'll tell you, though, just one advantage, one side note to having that all caved to the inside. When the bathroom floods, it don't go anywhere. You just got a small pond over here, and then you suck it up with a thingamajig, and you're good. So really, this thing's designed perfectly if the bathrooms flood. But how much emphasis have we put on the structure? And how misled are we in the idea of temple and sanctuary? How misled could we be? We talk about this all the time. How many of y'all have friends and neighbors you wish knew Jesus, and so you invite them to church? Just invite them home. Invite them home. Take them to your most sacred place. I'm telling you, if your home isn't more sacred than this mess here, what the heck? And this is the stuff we got to talk about, because we've lost a whole nation. But we didn't do that till we gave up the kitchen table. You see, they had to dismantle the institution of marriage and family before they could ever attack your school system, financial system, government system, all the systems in the world. Wouldn't have been a bother if we hadn't monkeyed with the family. Just a couple of things about the temple and the glory of God and how's that work. So in my tracking all this around and inquiring of the Lord, say, okay, the glory thing. See, how many of y'all, I can tell by looking at your face already, there's some of y'all as redneck as me, and you go, okay, what's it look like, God's glory? Like, do I just radiate like a light bulb? All of a sudden, I sound heavenly. How does that work? I smile more. What's the trick to the glory of God? I think I might have found part of it. How many of y'all like being on some of that right quick? Look in your Bibles to John 15. Dusty's already been hearing about it from the Lord. So we're here elbowing Tammy. That's a switch. She's usually elbowing him. John 15. He said, I'm the true vine. My Father's the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, or he lifts up. That word in the original text is to prune. That means to lift up. It is arios, lifted up. That gives me great hope, because ever since I've been born again, I've seen people in my life that really are doing it. Some of y'all are really doing it. And then some of us, we're still thinking about it. How many of y'all had people in your life that you just knew they was walking with God and they're just doing it, and you thought, if I could just be like that guy, or I could just try a little harder, or blah, 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 blah. How many of y'all ever been like that? And then you just go over and get quiet because you don't think you're ever going to get there. He said right here, for all of you, I'm going to lift you up. What the vine dresser really did was he would take the vines that were not bearing fruit, that were kind of getting trampled in the deal, and he'd put them up on the trussle and tie them up and kind of lift them up. Now, he talks about the other kind here in a little bit. He cuts them off. That's the ones just flat don't want to participate. But every plant that he bears fruit, he prunes also, that he may bear more fruit. So if you're already a fruit bearer, now God wants you to bear more fruit. If you're not bearing any fruit, God wants you to start. Yeah, get in the game. And so then he says, abide in me. Dwell. You see, this is where we went haywire.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Be Fruity. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.